Okay, good morning, Masechet Chulin, Daf Ayin, starting a new Perek. Okay, we're starting a Perek today. The Perek is Otov Et Beno. This is something which we've discussed many times in all our Shurim, through the whole of Zvachim and Menachot and all the Sugyas, about the Isur of shechting an animal and its child on the same day. Titchadesh on your new Gemara. On the same day. So there are a couple of interesting halochas. I'm just going to quickly summarize the introduction here to this Perek. So the Pasuk says, Shor oseh oto v'pono lo tochechtu b'yom echad. So first the Pasuk talks in the masculine, right? It says an ox oseh, or a male or female, but then it says, oto v'et b'no, it, he, and its son, shouldn't be shechted on the same day. And even though the Pasuk here is clearly speaking about in the masculine sense, most of the Tanaim all agree, they're basically discussing, on the contrary, aim ubita. In fact, there's even a machloket. Most Tanaim say that it isn't the father and the son. It's only the mother and the child. It wouldn't apply to the father. We've seen a lot of times... Aim and a child.
Right.
Irrespective of whether it's a male or female child. But aim and child. It doesn't apply to the father. In other words, the father. We've seen a lot of times in the sugyas, in this masechet, we've seen the concept of what was the lashon that we used? Aviv. Remember we see that before. Like, do we concern ourselves at all with the father? In other words, is there a father for the animal? That's really. But there's a proper lashon, which we've seen before. I thought I actually saw it. It doesn't matter. But that's the concept. In other words, there's a concept that do we even consider, as far as animals are concerned, is there a father, so to speak? Like, we know that there's a mother. Right, but is the father, does the father count? And if the father doesn't count, then you could kill the father on the same day and all his children. It wouldn't make a difference, right? According to that. We'll see that. Maybe you can find it in the notes somewhere. I'm sure I did see it. But that would be the idea. Another interesting concept is that it doesn't make a difference if it's one or two people, right? And it's a din mamash b'cheftza of the animal. It's got nothing to do with the gavra of the human being. You can have five people can be involved in the... Okay, well, not five, wouldn't help us, because you give malkot to one person. Let's say two people are involved in the one sheikh, the mother, and the one sheikh, the child. It's still otovet beno. Doesn't have to be the same person on the same day. It's two people, it's the mother and the child on the same day, irrespective of who it was. Another thing which is important, it's always the second person who's chayev. It was the first person who shechted the animal, he did nothing wrong. It's the second person who's chayev. Okay? Another interesting concept which is important for understanding the Mishnah coming up, and that is we'll see that it starts getting a bit complicated when we have kochim and chulin. Okay? And then we can have kochim and chulin, either both of them were shechted in the Beit HaMikdash. So the kochim could have been in the Beit HaMikdash and the chulin couldn't have been. So then it becomes important, Rashi will stipulate this, important in the order. If it's the kochim and chulim on the same day, let's say inside the azara, so that if the kochim came first, the kochim is perfectly good kochim. If the kochim was the second one to be shechted, we've got a problem. Because the chulin was asur to be in the azara, but the chulin was shechted. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't shecht an animal and its mother or the other way around on the same day. So if you shecht the second one, then it's what's called mechus azman. Because it wasn't allowed to be shechted on that day. It wasn't ra'ui la'akrava. If it wasn't ra'ui la'akrava, then the shechita wasn't a shechita. Then it couldn't have been a korban. It becomes pasul, becomes not over an isur. You understand? Thoughts getting complicated. So we'll see that in the Mishnah. That's our first Mishnah. What else is important over here that I've left out? Anything else? Anybody read anything else? Introduction that I think is important? Makes no difference which order, by the way, whether it's the mother first or the child first.
Interesting. It notices that the word "seh." They said they're only going to use the word "seh" because there's no English translation. It says.
Oh, really?
It
hey?
Includes both.
Because the "seh" is basically is what we call not cattle. What's the other one? Stock.
Flock.
That's what "seh" is. "Seh" is either goats or sheep. Right, says goats or sheep. That's one of the complications, by the way. In it says "shor" or "seh" or "tovet beno." Because se is not, you can't translate se into negative, into feminine or not. That's one of the problems. Now, Ira asked at the very beginning of the, when we sat down here, what about an ubar? Right, so I said that I think an ubar would be a machloket Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Because Rabbi Meir, who says a 9-month-old ubar is an animal and needs its own shechita, it would probably be a tovet beno. The Chachamim would say that a 9-month-old ubar is still a ben pkua. If it was found inside the body, wouldn't need shechita, so it wouldn't be a ben ubeno. I see a note here at the bottom here, the very last line here. It says that a person who shechts an animal and its vlad on the same day, even though it was over an isur, mikol makom ho'ila shechitato lehatir tabasar b'achila. Nonetheless, the mother, even though you're over on an Isur, the child, the fetus, he's still kosher shechita, right? We'll come to that, okay?
So you can eat it?
You can eat it, but not on the same day. There's a knas of chachamid, you can't eat it on the same day, you've got to wait a day. There's a knas, you can't eat it, but the shechita helped. The shechita helped. Okay, all right, let's get into the Mishnah, all right. So now, we start the Mishnah on Ayin Chet. The Mishnah starts off, Otovet Beno. Interesting halacha. Otovet Beno, this din, is noheg bein ba'aretz bein b'chul. Makes no difference. It's not a din in Eretz Yisrael, right? It's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. It applies in Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei ha'bayit u'shelo bifnei ha'bayit. Right? Look at Rashi here. Otov b'no mishum de'bayi le'meimar b'chulinu m'mukdashin de'itzchech le'melech mikra'i. So Rashi said, what's going on over here? He said, because we're going to bring later on about chulin and kochim that we have to learn from a pasuk. We can learn in the Gemara. Tananami be'eretz u'b'chul. Therefore, we don't also say as well eretz u'b'chul. Why is that? De lo itzrich. We don't need a pasuk for that. De ha chovat agufu. It's pashut. Rashi says, anything that's chovat aguf applies in chutz laretz. We know of Shabbos, for example, or kashut, or anything that applies to you, that's an issue on you, right? Doesn't only apply to Eretz Yisrael. It applies all over the world. V'chovat aguf noheget be'eretz u'b'chul. So nonetheless, he mentions it, the Mishnah mentions it anyhow. Now, what does bifnei habayit mean? So Rashi explains that the Haggadah Bach is very important. The Haggadah Bach, they say, bifnei habayit, v'shelo bifnei habayit, b'zman habayit, u'shelo b'zman habayit. It means during the Beit HaMikdash or not, but irrespective. It's not talu Beit HaMikdash. Okay? And the word says, Beit later, we'll see if I shall mind why we mention the Shneim. Now, okay. Now, let's look into the Mishnah again. So now the Mishnah says like this. B'chulin u'b'mukdashin. Sorry, I left it out. So it's Otovet Beno Noheg in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, Bifnei Habayit with the Beit HaMikdash, without the Beit HaMikdash, and Becholin and Mukdashin. Applies both across the board. If it's a Cholin, a regular animal, you're shechting at home, or Kochim if you bring to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Now, there are 12 cases I counted over here. Okay, the Mishnah is going to list now 12 cases. Okay? We're going to have 12 cases. It's sort of a little simpler, and we're going to get a bit more complicated. The truth is, I wanted to make a chart. I just wasn't feeling great yesterday. But Bli Neder, maybe today I'll still make a chart. We'll see. If tomorrow's daf, I'm sure we're going to carry on. If it's still relevant, then maybe I'll make a chart. So now, the Mishnah says like this. Ketzad. So give us examples. Tachlis, what's going on over here? It's like this. Ha-shochet otov et beno. If you shecht, now the mother or the animal, let's assume at the moment the Mishnah hasn't yet taught us whether it's the father and the mother or not. But let's say the parent and the child. Okay? Otov et beno. On the same day we're speaking about now. Now, it says, chulin b'chutz, right? And they're both chulin, and not inside the Beit HaMikdash, right? Shnehem kesherim. So they're kosher. You can eat them. They're fine. Right? Now, look at Rashi here. This is important Rashi. Rashi, shnehem kesherim. Mishum debay lemit. He says, why are we mentioning shnehem kesherim? Why are we telling us this? So I said, because we need to learn later on in the Sefer that to absurdim, if they're in the kochim, we'll see just now, or begorim farish amay naktini, we'll see that on. So basically, a lot of just language issues over here, but this issue should be in Pashut. Yuchulim b'chutz, outside is no problem. They're both kosher, but v'hasheni sofeg et ha'arba'im. Remember I said it was the second one. Can look at the Rashi as well. Mishum lav de'otov et b'no, because they'd love. There's an issur here of the Torah, love. There's a love, a lot ta'aseh. You always get malkot, lot ta'aseh. If it's a mitzvah aseh, there's no malkot. It's also important to remember that, eh?
This is two different shochtim.
That's what I said at the very beginning. It can be two different shochtim. Okay. It could be the same one, could be two different one. But we're assuming you had two, and that's why it says hasheni sofeg. Mm. Now the sheni could be the same person, but it just means he gets on the second one.
Right.
Right? But it could be two different ones as well. Right?
Is it amazing?
I have to be amazing, and with hatra, otherwise you're going to get malkot. Okay, that's pashut. Right? Vasheni sofeg, mishum lav, dotor beno. Veloshna, here's Rashi says now. This is what I said at the beginning. Rashi says, yeah. Veloshna shachatet ha'em tchila. Veloshna shchitat ben tchila. Make the difference which order you do it in. Veloshna shchitatenu chad gavre. If it's one person, veloshna trei gavre. If it's two people, yalit begemora dechai. We'll see the gemora dechai. Makes no difference.
Okay.
Right now, that's the first case. Chulin easy. Remember, both kosher. The second one gets malkot. Kochim b'chutz. Now you can see it's starting to get a little bit more difficult, right? Because now kochim should have been inside the azara. Kochim, you shechted out. You only see there's a problem here with the korbanot, right? So they're both kochim. Kochim b'chutz. Harishon chayev karet. Why is Rishon chayev karet? Nothing to do with the tovet b'no. Right? Look at Rashi. Mishum shchut echutz. Because he shouldn't have shechted the korban outside. Aval hasheni patur mina karet. There's no karet on the sheni, says Rashi. Why? Dechevan de nishchata imo. Since, look here, this is very important, this. Why is the second one chapatu karet? Even though it was a korban outside, right? Because since the shchita of mother, shuv enora ui haben nishchachet bifnim. Because the mother was shechted now, this child is not right to be a korban today. It's mechus hazman. So if it's not a right to be a korban, because the pasuk korban said it wasn't a korban, so the shechita atzah was shechting nothing. We never did shechita korban. You understand that? There's a, yeah. It's a proper chiddush over here. The kaiva nishchet imo shuv eino rahu aben nishachet bifnim. Why? The pasul mishum mechus hazman. It was a pasul korban. The eino chayev mishum shchut echutz. Therefore, the shchut echutz. You couldn't have shechted the korban today, so therefore it wasn't a korban. So your shechita outside wasn't shechting a korban outside.
You're always saying when it's going to be sacrificed.
Sorry, say that again.
When you makdish an animal, you always specify the day.
No. But because the mother was shechted today, the son isn't allowed to be shechted today.
Right.
So, but you did shechted today. So you shechted something today which wasn't able to be shechted today. If you shechted it tomorrow, it might have been a perfectly good korban inside, or you might have been over chayav karet on outside. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that because the mother was shechted, this child today can't be shechted. Ah, you shechted it, so your shechita is not shechita. It's not shechita of a korban. So therefore, you patur from karet. So actually, it, being over on the issur of shut echutz, you patur karet because the mother was... So, if somebody else shechted the mother, he's chayav karet. You shechted the child, you'd be patur. The same person wouldn't help you, right? Because you chayav karet from the first one already. Maybe the second one, right? Ve'ainu chayav shum shchut echutz. Ele im kain. It says Rashi has a rule. When are you chayav on shchut echutz? Ele im kain ra'u lifnim. If the animal would have been ra'u in the first place to be shechted inside, dichtiv el petach o hel moed lo hevio. You learned that in Mizrachim, right? Ha-ra'ui le-petach ohel mo'ed. When it's ra'ui le-petach ohel mo'ed, chayavin alav b'chutz. If it's not ra'ui le-petach ohel mo'ed, you aren't chayav b'chutz. And this animal, because the mechus hazman wasn't ra'ui le-petach ohel mo'ed, therefore the shchita outside is not a shchita. Okay? But nonetheless, shneihem sofkim, they both get malkut. Why do they both get malkut? Now we just did a second. Only the second one gets makot. Why do they get makot? Harishon mishum lav de shchut echutz. So now we got a little bit of a complication. With somebody should have asked the question because now the first one gets karet and makot. Isn't that a case of kimle?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll come to it in a second. Right. Dichtiv b'halata ha'shamei lecha pente levzachim yafidu mekesh shochet ma'alei amtei la'ulak. Right. And the second one obviously gets the makot because of the otov ve'et beno. Okay, now this case of v'epino, hold on, harishon chayav karet u'shneim psudim, and the Mishnah says shneim psudim, they're both pasul. The one's pasul because of shrei chutz. Now the second one is chayav because it was a kodesh, it was kodshim to begin with. If it would have been chulin, it wouldn't have been pasul. Remember, the first case they were both kosher, chulin b'chutz shneim ksharim. They're pasul called the kodesh b'chutz. Okay, very complicated. Now just on the concept of kibnei rabbi minay. Bit confusing for me. I haven't got 100% answer. I did a bit of research yesterday. I read a few articles. It seems to be a machloket from Baba Batra already. I don't remember this, but I always understood that we said that karet was an exception, was considered kimlei. That even it didn't have to be mitabidei beitin. It could be mitabidei shamayim. It seems to be not so pashut. Now this bishop seems to be going with the opinion that isn't the case. Karet wouldn't apply, wouldn't become a kimle. You know what a kimle is? Kimle Rabbi Minei is that you always get malkut like a double with jeopardy. Almost. You always get the more severe punishment. So you can't give a guy malkut and a knas, right? For the same avera.
There's a Tosfos on this later on.
It's a machloket. He brings it, but it goes back to my batra, I think. I read an article. I'll send you the article later on. It's actually worthwhile reading. It's a whole long article from it wasn't the Gush because the one there wasn't clear. It was some other yeshiva I read. A hell of an article. Does it mention
that Tosfos? It says, concerning the ruling that they get both.
Well, which note? Which note?
88.
Wow. 80, which weight? 80?
88.
88, that's ours.
Amud Aleph. 80? No, we're on 78.
80, Amud Aleph.
Amud Aleph, Devar Hadgil Harishon.
Harishon Chakar, Shnei Psukim, Arim, Delok Rabbi Yitzchak, Atya Damar Perik, Elu Hena Lokhin Makot, Chai Vei Kritot Shelaku, Niftru Midai Kritotam. Ah, wow. Unbelievable.
Where are you reading from?
Yeah, Daf Pei Amud Aleph. I didn't see that. Sorry, you know what? I was stupid. I didn't even read the note. I looked, I googled it. Daf Pei Amud Aleph is a Tosfot Avi Harishon Chayev Karet, Ushnehem Sofkim Et Arbaim. Tosfot says, yeah, Delok Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, that Rabbi Yitzchak over there, Mishra Hashas tells us, is a Gemara in, where's that Chet? Where's the Chet of Mishra Hashas? I don't want to take too much time. Can you see the Chet of Mishra Hashas? There's no Chet there, Mishra Hashas. Send us to a Chet, there's no Chet. Okay, yeah. Atia, the Amar Beperek Elu Hen Alokhin Imakot, Chai Vei Kritot, Shelaku, If a chayav kritut got balkot, nifteru miday kritatam, they're patur from their krita, from their karet. V'or have a matzi de mitni, chulin v'kotchim v'chut, v'ifnim, v'chen kotchim v'chulin v'chulin v'kotchim v'chut, v'chen kotchim v'chulin, v'ib b'chol hane de tani yesh chilush, k'imam de lo tani lehani mishum de leike behu shum chilush, v'id leike chilush b'chol hane, tani tzich lomad de tani v'shir. Okay, that's a little bit out of our sugi over here, we'll come to that later on. But he seems to be saying that this is a little different to what I was saying, Ara. He's saying over here that there's a machloket there in Makot, and if you got Malkot, you patur from karet. Kimna Mirabana means you'd be patur from Malkot, because you're getting karet. It's a little bit different. But we'll come, it'll come a little bit clearer. Okay, but shkoach. All right, let's carry on. So the second case was Kochim Bachutz. We saw the first chayv karet. They both pasu. Second, they both get Malkot. Okay, now, Chulin. Bifnim. So now we had kochim, but we had chulin b'chutz, kochim b'chutz. Now we got chulin bifnim. Okay, both of them are chulin, and they were both brought to the azara. Okay, chulin bifnim. It's worthwhile keeping your finger on the Rashi. Shnehem psulin. Right, shnehem psulin. Look at Rashi. Mishum chulin shnishchetu ba'azara. That's what they pasul because you brought a chulin into the azara. Nothing to do with the kimne. Nothing to do with the tovet benor. Right. Okay, v'hasheni sofeg et ha'arba'im. And only the second one gets the malkot, mishum atovet beno. V'mishum chulin shishchetu ba'azara, there's no malkot. Why? Azara dilahi ki yirchak v'zavach b'mechuk makom atah zuveach v'lo b'kru makom. Because if you ask me, because it's a mitzvah asa, not a mitzvah not asa. Anyhow, nonetheless, only the first one gets malkot, the second one gets malkot v'tovet beno. Now we got a little bit of a complication. So now we got kochim bifnim. So yeah, this was in theory perfectly good, right? They're both kochim, and you brought them into the Beit HaMikdash. Harishon kasher, no problem. Rishon was perfectly good. You shechted the Rishon in the right place, at the right time, no problem. Upatur, right? What does it mean, patur? It's patur from anything. It did nothing, right? V'hasheni sofeg et ha'arba'im v'pasu. The second one, right, is against the Malkot. And the korban is pasul. Why is it pasul? Look at Rashi. Mishum mechusazman, because you weren't able. It wasn't right to be a korban on that day. So therefore, it was a pasul korban. Now the fourth case. Now we've got a mixture of chulin and kochim, right? And now we did them b'chutz. Now look at Rashi here. Rashi saying chulin v'kochim. Look at Rashi. Put dafke nakat. He says the order is important here. Harishon chulin. The first one is chulin, v'hasheni kochim. It goes chulin, kochim. So now the whole rest of the Mishnah is going to bring kochim, chulim, 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 kochim, kochim. Anytime you see the order is dafka. Okay, it's important. V'chein kol ha-shnuyim b'mishnah, all of them. Dafka nakat dehu. Even though Rashi gave us this introduction, doesn't stop him later on still saying, repeating himself and saying, this is dafka, right? You know, it doesn't rely on our memory. So now we've got chulin v'kochim b'chutz. They're both chutz. So the chulin is not a problem, right? And the kochim is the problem. Harishon kasher v'patur. Again, no problem whatsoever. V'hasheni sofeg et ha'arba'im u'pasul. Because the first one was chulin outside was fine, and the second one was kochim. So he gets the malkot, and his korban is pasul, right? Because it's kochim b'chutz. Look at Rashi, yeah? Kochim v'hasheni kasher. Sorry, that's the next case.
He doesn't get karet.
He doesn't get karet.
I said the second one gets malkot, and the korban is pasul. The first one is fine. They're not karet, yeah? Not karet whatsoever, because it was lo raui.
Right.
So mechus hazman, so it wasn't a kodesh, not coming in the first place. Okay, there's no rashi on that, but right, okay, good. So we're getting the hang of it, right. Now we got kochim, right? So that was chulin kochim. The first one was chulin, the second one was kochim. Now it's the other way around. Now the first one was kochim, and the second one was chulin, and they're both bachutz. So now we've got chulin v'kochim. No, we haven't got no rashi on that either. I'm trying to find a rashi here. There's no rashi on that either. Okay? So now there is kochim is the first one, and chulin is the second one, and they're both bachutz. Harishon chayev karet. Why? Because it was the second one outside the Beit HaMikdash. And it's pasul. Vahasheni, the second one was chulin, which was outside the Beit HaMikdash, which is fine, is kosher, right? That's the big chiddush over here. Look at Rashi. Vahasheni kasher ba'achila. Va'adi de tanapasul tani kasher. Why did he suddenly use the lashon kasher, says Rashi? Because he used pasul, right? Because he actually should have said mutar, right, as opposed to kasher. Should have said mutar, right? He should have said mutar, or patur, like he's used before the Mishnah. Mishnah's used the lashon before patur. Right, he says, yeah, so he says, yeah, Harishon Chayev Karet Upasul because of a Korban, Vashaini Kasher, Ushnehem Sof Gimel Arbaim. They both get Malko. Why do they both get Malko? Look at Rashi. Rishon Mishum Shchut Echutz, always on a Shchut Echutz, Vashaini Mishum Otovit Beno. Okay, that's now. Next case. Now we're on to case number 7. Now we've got Chulin Vakotchim. The first one's Chulin, and the second one's Kotchim, but now it's Bifnim, inside the Azara. So we really understand, right? The chulin is a problem. The kochi would have been fine if it was first, because the second it's a problem because the mechus hazman. Okay. So now shnehem psulin, right? So chulin v'kochi bifnim shnehem psulin. The first wide lines of Rashi: Rishon mishum chulin shnishchetu ba'azara. That's why it's pasul, because it's inside the Beit HaMikdash. Asheni is pasul because it's a korban, but it's mechus hazman. So you shechted a korban before it's time. You can't eat it. It's pasul. Vahasheni sofeg et ha'arbaim. Only the second one gets malkot mishum otovet beno. Because the first one didn't do anything in the right, okay? Now we've got kochim v'chulin bifnim. Now the first one is kochim, the second one is chulin, and it takes place inside the Beit HaMikdash. So again, the first one should be perfectly okay, right? And the second one is a problem for otovet beno. So again, harishon kasheru patur. No problem whatsoever. Vahasheni sofeg et ha'arbaim. He gets malkot because otov beno upasu. Why is it pasu? Because mechus hazman. He wasn't allowed to shecht an animal on the day. He had to wait a day between the two. Okay, so far clear, right? Okay, even was chulin. You can't. The mother was shechted. You can't shecht the son.
Yeah.
We said at the beginning of the Mishnah, noheg bein betishah bein mechul bein bifnei abayit shlo bifnei abayit bechulin ubemugdashin. No difference whatsoever. Even two chulin on the same day, you can't shecht the second one.
Yeah, no, exactly. But he said it's possible because also it's chulin.
It's possible to eat. That's what he means. It's possible to eat. I think.
And akrava.
But it's possible you can't. The shchita didn't work. The shchita didn't help you. The akrava wasn't a korban.
Yeah.
The case was chulin. It was a chulin, the second one.
Yeah.
The chulin wasn't the first one.
That was possible for two reasons.
It's only possible one reason because of mechus hazman. What's the second reason?
It was chulin.
But it was chulin. You're saying because we're inside the Beit HaMikdash?
Yeah.
But it's not a.
But why does it make it possible?
If you
bought a chulin animal and you shechted it inside the Beit HaMikdash, why is it back at pasul? Pasul from what? It wasn't a korban. You just shechted it inside.
You're not allowed to do a chulin.
So you over an avari, but why is it back the animal treif? I'm asking. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I'm asking. Why do you think, since where do we see that because you brought a chulin into the Beit HaMikdash, you shechted it, you can't eat it? You over on Isur Doraita of Shchutei, but Pasul here because of Mechus Hazman. The Shchita was a tribe Shchita because you weren't allowed to Shechta today, I think.
Yeah, the animal is permitted because it is slaughtered in the courtyard. It's Pasul because.
So I'm wrong and Steve's right. So it's nothing to do with Mechus Hazman. So it's only because it was shechted inside the Azara. I'm not arguing.
Malkot is for Otov Yet Beno. And it's puzzle because it was slaughtered Bifnim.
What note are you reading, by the way?
It's 26 here.
So then Steve's right. Like, I understood it differently. I understood that wasn't a problem.
Oh,
okay. So then you should have said, Steinzart says Akrava. I wouldn't have argued with Steinzart. I thought you were asking me a question. I thought. So you've got a good makor for it. Okay, I'm not going to argue. Okay, so I wrote to myself here on the note, because there's no Rashi, I wrote Mechus Hazman. I couldn't think. So you're actually saying that chulin, so that's important then. So we've got a new klal, yeah. That chulin shechted inside the azara is pasul.
La krava.
Not
for. It's pasul to eat. It's pasul to anything.
Is it pasul to eat or pasul to eat or to bring in a korban?
He said pasul hakrava.
But why could you ever bring it to the hakrava? You shechted it already, it wasn't a kochim.
But you bring it, if you bring an ordinary, you can't, if you bring in a chulin to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't offer it up, la krava.
I don't agree with stands out. This pasul aviyam is pasul to you, in my opinion.
That's the way I would understand it.
Everywhere here where it says pasul,
it means pasul to you. For hana'ah. Nothing to do with korban. Now I don't agree. If you would have told me, if you would have stopped there, I would have said five. But now I don't agree.
Nah.
Let me look. I haven't actually saw anything. Okay. So what are we on? We're talking about kochim, vashnia chulin, that was done inside. What case is it now? Case 9, or was it case 8? Case 8. And also numbered it here. Kochi Mishna Chulin, Pivni Marishon Kashe Upatur, Pasu, Vabama Psula Kedin, Chulin Shishkatu Bazara. It seems to be nothing to do with the Korban. But anyhow, okay, Chaval to get, we'll get to the Gemara later on. Okay, but definitely not. I got a pen, anybody? Give me a pen. Somebody got a pen at hand?
Yeah.
Let's cross out over here. So I'll forget this. I write in Yamachusa's man. It's got nothing to do with Chusa's man. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, Chulin Bachutz Ubifnim. Now we've got a ninth case. We've got Chulin, both Chulin. And you bring the one you shift outside and the one inside. Harishon Kasher Veniftar. Because it was Chulin, right? They're both Chulin. So the first one outside is not a problem. Kasher Upatur. Vahasheni Sofeget Arbaim Upasu. Again, we've got the same case over here, right? It's pasul. Now it's a question of what that pasul means. So when machlok and aviyah shtazat would say it's pasul for being a korban. I don't understand. Okay, next one. Case number 10. Kochim bachutz, ubifnim. So you've got both of them are kochim, one outside, one inside. Harishon chayef karet, that's pasul, right? We know that now because of kochim bachutz. Ushnehem sofkim ben arbaim. The one because of kochim bachutz, the one because of a tovet beno. Ushnehem psulim. Maybe Rashi says Ushnaim Psulin, Rishon Chirishat Bachutz, Ushaini Mishum Mechusazman. Ah, here Rashi says the second one is Pasuk Mechusazman. Now I'm confused.
That one is.
This second is because they're both Kochim. That's why they're both Kochim, and that's why you couldn't do Mechusazman because you can't bring a Korban on the first and second day.
No, but that's Chulin.
And now, our case we're discussing now. Is Kochim with Kochim Bachutz and Bifnim. Talking about Kochim. They're both Kochim. The one was outside and the one is inside. The Rishon Yuchai is Kariya because of Kochim Bachutz. They both get Malkot because Kochim Bachutz and Otovet Beno. And the Shnehem Psulin, they're both Pasu because of Mechusar Zman. So now let's just try to take a second. They're Pasu from what? You can't bring it up onto Mizbeach. So that makes sense like Steinsatz. But because of Mechusar Zman, but it's Pasu from being brought as a Korban. No, it's possible because outside.
No. The first one is possible for outside. Second one is possible in Chusas Man.
But is it possible from what? That's my question. What's the psul here? What can't you do with it? You can't eat it or you can't...
Anything.
So it's the Mizbeach. So it sounds like Steinsatz. Where the possul here seems to imply...
Your question before is on who?
I agree. But here it seems to imply that it was possible you can't bring it onto the Mizbeach. But you could have brought it back in the first place because... It was, the second one was inside. So you might have, the second one was brought inside the Mizbeach, inside the Abed HaMikdash. So you might have thought that it's kosher to put onto the Mizbeach.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, because of Mechusar Zman, it wasn't a Ra'ul Korban, so it's pasul from the Mizbeach. Okay, now, next case. Case number 10. Chulin Bifnim Ubachut. So now the first one is okay. Sorry, the first one is inside, so it's a problem. And the second one is Bachut. Harishon pasul because of as chulin, because of chulin ba'azara, but nonetheless patur. V'hasheini sofeget arba'im, the second one which was chulin outside, you get otovet beno, but it's kosher because it was outside. In other words, it's not a problem. It's a kosher animal. You eat the animal, but you get malkot. Crazy, hey?
Wow.
Now the case number 12, kochim bifnim u'bachutz. We got kochim. Is the first one inside is fine. The second one outside the problem. Marishon kasher upatur. V'asher zoveg rabbeim upasu. Okay? That seems to make sense. All right. Gemara. Right. Tarabanan. Minayin lo otovet beno shloheg bimekud dashin. Where do we know that they apply, that this din of otovet beno applies to kochim as well? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Shor or Kesev or Ez ki Yivaled. Look at the Psukim. Just read the Pasuk inside. Shor or Kesev or Ez ki Yivaled. Vaya Shivat Yamim Tachalimo. Has to be 7 days under the mouth. So we see from here already you can only shech the animal on the 8th day. Right? Bli Kesher Todom. Umiyom Ashmini Vahara Yiratse lo Korban. She means the Korban on the 8th day only. And then the next Pasuk says, Uchtiv Batrei. Veshor oseh oto vepeno lo tishchetu biyom echad. The immediate pasuk, this is Vayikra Kaf Bet, and Vayikra Kaf Bet, both in the same Perek, where it's pasuk Kaf Zayin, where it's pasuk Kaf Chet, 27, 28. The next pasuk is Veshor oseh oto vepeno lo tishchetu biyom echad. So the first pasuk discussing Korban. The second pasuk discusses oto vepeno. The Gemara says, they go one after the other. So therefore, it returns afterwards, limed al oto vepeno shenoheg b'mukudashin, pasuk, that it applies to the Mekudashim. So the girl says, wait a second. V'aymeh b'mekudashin in b'chulin losa. Then let's say, you know what? This is a din only b'mekudashin. We said now, Mishnah applies chulin and b'mekudashin. Maybe it applies only b'mekudashin. The girl says, no. Shor hivsik ha'inyan. Look at the psukim. The first pasuk said, shor o kesem, blah, 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 blah. Then it says, lishatin, it says, v'shor oseh o tov et beno. We already knew we were discussing Shor or Kesev or Ez. Why didn't the Pasuk just say Shor or Kesev or Ez? Kivaled b'ha v'ashvat yamin blah blah blah. Lo kevan Hashem v'Hashem. And then Oto v'epano lo tishchetu. Why do we repeat v'shor or se again? Because once it was mafsik. Look at Rashi. V'shor hivsik anyan de'i akamai kai. If it was referring to the first Pasuk. Nishtok minay. It should have just kept quiet. V'nichtov Oto v'epano. Like I said, right? Daha b'shor oseh, I read out, because the Pasuk is discussing shor oseh. So why did they have to mention that again? The fact that it mentioned that again is telling us that they're talking both about Mekudashin and about Chulin. Okay, well, it's a continuation and a new one. So Gemara says, V'ayma b'chulin in b'mekudashin lo. Then say, no. Then say, maybe it's actually coming here to stop it altogether. It's a new concept. The first Pasuk spoke about Mekudashin, and the second Pasuk is only about Chulin. Gemara says, lo. Why be the case? Why? It says no. Ketiv v'shor. It doesn't say shor or se. It says v'shor. There's a vav here. Vav mosif alayan rishon. The vav comes to add the rishon. So anachinami shor or se is a new topic. It tells us and what we learned earlier on as well. So Gemara says now. Now we're talking a little bit sidetracked. Ima kochim kilayim lo. Af otovet beno kilaim lo. We've got a din of kilaim, right? What's the kilaim over here? Kilaim here is, look at Rashi there, kilaim. Rachel she'alda min ha'tayish, shachata v'et bena. Right? So if you've got, like, if you mix the animals together, right? So you've got a ewe. What's a tayish? A ewe. A male goat. It's a ewe. A ewe is a sheep. So what's a male goat? A ram.
No.
Isn't that a ram? Male sheep. So what's a male goat? A taish. Okay. Okay. So if you've got a taish, a he goat. Right, a billy goat. A billy goat. A she goat, a billy goat. Okay. So you've got, yeah, if you've got a Rachel, and Rachel is a?
Female
sheep. No.
Yes.
A female sheep, I mean taish, not a kilayim, a ewe. These are not the same animals. You've got two animals here, a Rachel, which is born from a taish. In other words, it's a mixture of animals over here. They're not the same, like a goat and a sheep or something like that. Right? So that'll be kilayim. So in kilayim, we've got a case that you can't bring a kilayim as a korban. So you can't, kilayim doesn't apply to mekudashin. So it says, therefore, maybe the same case, just like kilayim doesn't apply to mekudashin. So too, otove penor shouldn't apply to kilayim. And then if you've got a mixed animal, you can kill its mother and its child on the same day. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Alametania otovet beno noheg bekilayim uvekoi. We've got a brighter that says that otovet beno does work with kilayim. So this is if kilayim, maybe we should say, if we're saying over here that this is applied to kochim, kilayim doesn't apply to kochim. So maybe otovet beno shouldn't apply to kilayim either. So how can we get a brighter that says that kilayim does apply to otovet beno? And koi, right? Koi is a. The koi is like also like a mixture of animal, right? What's a koi? Also like a mixture, right? Like a mixture. So, well, it's, we're not sure what it is, right? Some say the koi is that unicorn, but like a, we're not sure what a koi is. But also like a mixture animal. So the first
tomorrow.
Question is, what?
Have to wait till tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see it tomorrow. Right? So the first question that Gemara asks here, maybe it shouldn't apply to Kilayi, but then we see it does apply to Kilayi. We're going to write that. And more, Va'od. Another question. Now this Va'od, by the way, is a Rashi over the page. Look at Va'od there. Kashili. Another question that the Tan is saying is Allah, Daha Diktani Noheg Bekilayi. If you say that it does apply to Kilayi, Va'od Se Ketiv. Right? Our pastor, we saw at the very beginning, starts off and says, right, Shor or Se. And we remember, he said we had a difficulty describing what a seh is. Va'amar Rava, and Rava said that this word seh is a bina av, koma komster, is a binyan av. In other words, it's a, like a av tipus. What do we call that? Like a master type, a prototype, a template of some kind.
Paradigm.
Right? A paradigm, okay? But the koma komster ma seh, eino elo tzieta kilayim. That the fact that we've got seh comes to us that it's something specific and not kilayim. And our pasuk says seh. So how come kilayim applies? According to Rava, Seh should exclude Kilayim. With me? So we've got two good questions over here, right? Otove Beno, Kilayim doesn't apply to Mekudashin. Otove Beno applies to Mekudashin, so maybe it shouldn't apply to Kilayim. And secondly, as a rule, Rava says that the word Seh always excludes Kilayim, and our Pasuk speaks about Seh. So why do Kilayim apply to Otove? Why does Otove Beno apply to Kilayim, right? So Amarakra, it says, no, we've got a Pasuk, Oh. The Pasuk says, Oh. What's the pasuk? It says v'shor ose. That ose comes to why doesn't it just say v'shor v'se? Why does it say v'shor ose? The o rabot akilayim, right? Look at Rashi there. O rabot akilayim v'tifshot mihacha tarte kushyata. And this o now solves both your problems. Why are we saying that it applies to kilayim, and why doesn't se help us? Because the o here comes to tell us that this o is undoes Rabbi's general rule of seh, and it includes kilayim, so therefore we know that Otovet Beno applies to kilayim. So it answers actually both questions in one word. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you can't use that or to teach me this halacha, because ha or mi ba'ile. We need that or for something else. What's that or doing? That or is coming lechalek. What does it mean lechalek? So we've seen this concept before. Look at Rashi. Lechayev al echad mehem sheyishchot or shor. Or beno, or se, or beno. It says that we need that pasuk. The pasuk says, v'shor or se, or tov et beno. Right? Because what would we have thought? We might have thought, sagat chamina, ad sheshachit shor ubeno, se ubeno, lo mechayev. We might have thought that the pasuk is telling us, you have to shech both the shor and the beno, and the se and the beno, in order to be chayev. Or tov et beno, but not just a shor and a beno, or a se and beno. Comes along the or and tells us lechalek independent a shor and its beno, or a se or its beno. On either one, you'd be chayev, right? Kamash melam that you'd be chayev. Okay, so the Gemara says that's why we need that or. So that or is already taken. The Gemara says no. Lechalek, the din of lechalek, to learn either se and its child or shor and its child. We learn that from mibeno nafka, not from the word or, from the word mibeno. The pasuk says v'shor or se or to the et beno. What does it mean beno? Beno is singular on one of them, the beno of the shor or the beno of the se. It would have said benam if it would have been shor or se. It would have been v'shor or se the et benam, right? So that's the Gemara says now. So we've sort of knocked the Gemara says down, but still. So now you tell me that we've learned lechalek from beno, but v'akatini ba'ila. I still need that word or. Why do I need that word or? It was not available to teach me about kilayim. Ichte tanya, because we got a brighter. What's a brighter say? Ilu ne'mar shor v'se v'beno. We've never said the word or. Just said shor v'se with a vav ubeno. Hayiti omer ad sheyishchot shor v'se ubeno. Right? What does it mean, shor v'se ubeno? Right? Look at Rashi. Ad sheyishchot shor v'se ubeno. Shel echad mehem. Right? I would have thought that I've got a shecht, a shor and a seh, and one of their children. In other words, three animals had to be shechted. Not four like we thought previously. Three. A shor and a seh, and either the child of a shor or the child of the beno. Talmud lomar, shor o seh. O tov et beno, right? My love, mi o nafkele. In other words, isn't that the coming to teach me from the or, mm-hmm. that it isn't the three, it's actually only two, one of them. The Gemara says, look, that we learn from me'oto. Not from the or, but from me'oto. Right, look at Rashi there. Me'oto. Me'oto nafkelei. V'achigam ilu ne'mar shor v'se ubeno. If it just said shor v'se ubeno and never said oto, ha'itame adi shachit trei uberei. Right, two and the child, the chad binai of either one. Tamud lomar oto ve'et beno, chad av v'chad ben, aval o is lekilayim. Okay? So we've still got, we freed up the o now for kilayim, and now we've learnt either from beno, or from mibeno, sorry, from mibeno or me'oto, but the o is available to teach me the din of kilayim. So basically we left the moment of here in this brighter, that we've still got o for kilayim. We asked the question at the very beginning of the last amud, how do you know kilayim applies to mekudash, to oto ve'beno, from the word o. Okay? Clear, right? Clear?
Yes.
Right. This works well. L'rabanan demiyater lehu oto. Who tells us, as a result now, we've learned everything. And we see that the word oto is available. And therefore we can use oto to teach us this din of beno, right, comes from oto. Remember, in order to learn this limud that we just learned a second ago, that we don't have to worry about, it's not a seh, Vishor or echad mehem, but it's either a seh or a shor and a child from the word oto, is assuming that the word oto is already taken for another limud. With me?
Mm-hmm.
Now this is basic Gemara Nidah, right? This is fine, right? Right? El lechananya. De lo miyatele oto, but Chananya uses this oto for something else. So now the question is, where would Chananya learn the din of shor or seh oto ve'et beno? Because he's got the oto for something else. So now, lechalek minale. Where does he learn this din of chalek, which we started at the very, very beginning? Because we said we need the o for lechalek. Lechalek meaning that it's either the shor and its child, or the seh and its child. You chayv on each one independently. Where would chalek live? Because he's got mibano used for, mioto used for something else. The Gemara says, lechalek lo tzachikra. For the din of lechalek, actually, I don't need a pasuk at all. So for chachamim, we've got mioto. So it's a bonus. But Mikar Adin, you don't need a pasuk to learn this at all. Why? The Savar like Rabbi Yonatan. Because they hold, like, because he holds like Rabbi Yonatan. What does Rabbi Yonatan say? Look at the Rashi over here. Rashi falls in over here. Kerabi Yonatan. The Amar Afagav, the locative O, even though the Torah doesn't use the word O as a rule, in a general rule, in all other Shas, the Torah doesn't use the word O, Keman Dichtiv O Dami. It's nonetheless if O is there. V'chol heched dichtiv peloni v'ploni, when it says v'shor v'se, o hai mashma. The v means o. Now, by the way, we've learned that, right? We apply that locha when we read mishnayot. You know, we always say v means and, mm-hmm. not v means either or. It's not you need them both. It's v'ze, or this or that. That's how we actually apply it. We apply that din. And where's the makor for that? The time you got a brighter. And this bright is a bright about Metzia. Ish asher yekalel et aviv etimo. Let's talk in there about a bencher or a mekalel, right? The issue of mekalel aviv etimo. So the pasuk says, ki ish asher yekalel et aviv ve'etimo mot yumat aviv imo kalel damav bo. So now the Gemara says like this. Ish. Look at Rashi there. The tani ish asher yekalel et aviv etimo ve'et endi ela. So only Ella Kilel Shnehem Echad Meheminayin. I've only got from this passage that he was Kilel both the mother and the father together. El Aviv Ve'imo, Aviv Shelo Imo. If it's Makalel his father and not his mother, or Imo Shelo Aviv and not his father, just one of them in nine. Where are they? Higher because the pasuk says Ish Ish Asher Kilel Aviv Etimo. It means to imply he curses his mother and his father. How do I know he's over if he only cursed the mother or only cursed the father and not both of them? Talmud Lomar, Aviv Ve'imo Kilel. The end of the pasuk says, Aviv Ve'imo Kilel Damav Bo. Right? Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So up until now, we haven't learned the klal. Rabbi Yoshia learns in the pasuk. Comes on Rabbi Yonatan, this is the bright, huh? Yonatan Ramey says, no. Yonatan Ramey, Mashme Shneihem Ke'echad, U'mashme Echad Bifnei Atzmo. He says, the pshat of the pasuk is that it implies that it's always, right? Always, either his mother and his father together or each one independently. Ad sheyifrot lecha katuv yachdav. Unless the pasuk actually uses the word yachdav, which tells you that they're together. Does Rashi bring a pasuk over here for yachdav? The sefer to cry and he says, and that sefer which Rabbi Oisha used, the sefer of which said imo aviv imo kilel, is for another drasha. Rabbi Amakal lechad of something else. He says the pasuk that there must be a makor somewhere in one of the notes. Is another makor of the pasuk which says yachdav? There's shor lach yachrosh shor veshor vekesev yachdav, right? Yachdav. There we are. So lo tachrosh veshor vechamor. It says don't plow with the ox and a donkey. Yachdav. Shor vechamor. If it never said yachdav according to Rabbi Yonatan, it would have been don't plow with an ox or a donkey. It says yachdav means them together. So unless the pasuk tells you specifically yachdav, it always means one or the other. So that's why we don't need a pasuk. Okay? So that's according to that answer. So therefore, as far as lechalek is concerned, we had a pasuk that says v'shor ose, the shor vese would have already implied each one, shor ose. Fine, we don't need a pasuk for lechalek. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to know that bright we spoke about. My chanani yobar rabanan. What are we speaking about? This is the Tanya. We've got a pasuk, brighter. This bright of here is the bright of Bechor, which we're going to learn. Next is Bechor, right? The next Pesach is Bechor, we said, right? Next Pesach is Bechor. Oto ve'peno noheg ben kevot. He says over here, interesting. He says the din of oto ve'peno, according to Tanakama, only applies to nekevot. When we discussed at the very beginning of the shiur, the Hakdamah, right? Is oto ve'peno. Remember, I actually said, Robert, the mother and the child, or a boy or a girl. Right. According to this Tanakama, it's only the mother and its daughter. Right. It wouldn't apply to the son. If it's a male child, it wouldn't apply. Noheg only but benekevot. Ve'eno noheg b'zecharim. Right, look at Rashi over here. Benekevot, ha'em u'benah. Ve'eno noheg b'zecharim. Now, yeah, this is what I was looking for. Remember the beginning, I was looking for that there. I couldn't find it. Look at Rashi here. Da'ein choshashin lezera ha'av. That's the concept we've discussed before. L'choshashin lezera ha'av. And ain't. Because we aren't choshash. We aren't concerned with the zera of the father. The zera of the father doesn't exist for any concern, right? V'im shachat zachar. And if you shechted a male, mutal yishchot beno ubito. You could shecht him and his a son and a daughter. Because we ignore the father. The father doesn't exist for we consider. We only consider about the mother, according to this.
So it looks like a female cannot slaughter a son also, according to this.
I don't know. It says only nekevot.
Because he's medayike beno ubito, but by nekevot, he just says ubena. Ha'em ubena.
So that's why I think it's the mother and the daughter.
Oh, no, I think it's both.
Oh, you mean bana meaning benchela or bachela?
Yeah.
Okay. I understood that at the very beginning. So I said at the beginning of the year, I said the mother and its child. But now, since it only says nekevot, why does it say nekevot?
Meaning female.
Applies to females and their offspring.
You know, and the offspring, which is like Ira's saying, which is the mother's child. And nekevot means to the mother, not the children. Okay. Right. I prefer that, to be honest. Okay, I prefer that. That makes sense. Right? So he says, the Tanya is discussing the mother and the father, not the children. Okay, got that there. Right. That's what Rashi says, the father can be the mother, a boy or a girl. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Right? Ve'en noheg b'zecharim. Chananya says, no. Noheg b'en b'zecharim b'en b'nekavot. He says it applies across the board, whether it's the mother or the father. So now the Gemara first asks the Kashi on Chacham, on the Tanakama. My time at the Rabbana. What's Rabbana's reason? He says, why? The Tanya... Yachol yoto v'peno noheg b'em b'zecharim b'em nekavot. Could it apply? Could we think that this din applies both to males and females? V'dinhu, right? What do you mean v'dinhu, right? Chayav kan. So let's try and apply now some sort of kal v'chomer here, right? Some sort of midah, of learning. Chayav kan, yuchayav here, yoto v'peno, v'chayav b'em alabanim, right? That's with regards to shiluach haken, sending away the mother's bird, right? בשילוח הבנים. מה כשחייב חייב ואים על הבנים? When are you חייב in, on aim על הבנים? בנקבות, but לא בזכרים, yeah, applies, that's right. Makes more sense than it applies to the mother, not the children, right? To, בנקבות. What's the נקבות? It's only the mother bird on its child, on its fledglings, right? Not the father bird. ולא בזכרים. So therefore, אף כשחייב כאן, so too, let's say, the same principle should apply to אותו ופנו, בנקבות, ולא בזכרים. That's the reason why Chachamim say only nekevot. Now there's a Rashi over here, but nekevot with regard to birds, because it says, Dichtiv, v'ha'em rovetzet v'lo ha'av rovetz. The pasuk says, v'ha'em rovetzet al ha'banim, right? So it says there specifically, k'zer ha'katuv, only the mother. So Chachamim seems to have a perfectly good argument. We've got a midah here of din, kavachomer, or I don't know if it's a kavachomer, but some sort of a logical deduction. That just like Emma Badi, there we've got a similar case of mother and child. So to here we've got mother and child. That Rabbi Chananya says lo, no. Im amar, well, it's not, maybe not Rabbi Chananya actually. We haven't got Rabbi Chananya yet. It's the bright itself. It's the Gemara itself, right? Right? It's a dechia. Im amarta pircha, we'd call it, right? It's a pircha. Im amarta be'eim al abanim. If you want to use eim al abanim as your paradigm, your template, right? So then it wouldn't work. Why? Shechein lo asaba mezuman kesheino mezuman. What's the whole issue of eim al abanim? Ki yikare. Look at Rashi, yeah? Lo oseba mezuman detanya ki yikare. What does yikare mean? You stumble across the bird. It wasn't your own bird in your nest, in your back of your house, and you knew where it was. You stumble. It's not mezuman. It's not prepared for you. It's not there. Look at Rashi. Prakle mezuman. This comes to exclude mezuman. But if you've got birds that you grow in your garden, you've got a nest, and it's got you. There's no issue there. This is when you stumble along. You've got a shiluach, and you've got to send the mother bird away. So, and with shchita, you're not stumbling along an animal. You brought your animals into the bar mitzvah. You brought them into your garden to shech them. That's mezuman. So, Eim al abanim applies to lo mezuman. He says, Shechein lo asa ba mezuman kesheh mezuman. Tomar, are you going to tell me, bo'otov et beno, she'asa bo mezuman kesheh mezuman? Doesn't work. The contexts are different. You can't, that's the brighter knocks it out. So it says, therefore, that's why the Torah says, Tamud amar oto, right? Oto echad velo shnayim acher. Right? What does it mean, oto echad? Look at this report in Rashi here. Oto echad velo, oto echad velo shnayim. Be echad hu noheg velo b'shnayim. Right? What does it mean, be echad hu noheg velo b'shnayim? Umeata shechilek hakatuv. Di efshar lomar sheyinhog b'shnehim. Elo o b'scharim o b'nekevot. So Tanakam is going over here and saying that's why Talmud lomar oto. Right, echad velo shnayim velo b'shnayim. You know what? I wrote here important. I understood. I now actually understand what I'm saying.
Oto v'yepino. It means one parent, not two.
Oto echad velo shnayim acher. I got it. Okay, so there was only one parent, meaning the nekeva.
Velo shnayim.
And not the mother and the father.
Right.
It only applies to nekevot. Right. Shekile. So now he said like this. Shekile kachatuv. So once the pasuk, the Torah made this distinction, oto echad velo shnayim acher, zachiti ladin, chayav kan vechayav ba'em al abanim. Ma keshe chayav ba'em al abanim b'ne kevot velo b'scharim, av keshe chayav kan b'ne kevot velo b'scharim. So he says, still, I can apply the din of the there is some sort of comparison to em al abanim, even though it's not exactly the same, right? But nonetheless, I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% confused. Not 100% straightforward in my mind. Okay, so he says, but nonetheless, we still apply this paradigm here of aim ala bani. Now the writer says, v'im shach im nafshach lomar beno. And if you want to, if you still have an idea, look at Rashi, ula hashiv tshuva al dinzi. If you want to knock this out, you think you've got a pircha, and you want to say that it's not such a great argument. So look at Rashi. Yeshitam acher. I've got another reason. I've got another explanation to you why it applies only to nekevot. Right? Hu omer beno, says Rashi. It says beno. Now, what does it mean, beno? Who's its child? Mashma shenirah lo keben. The mother sees it as its child. Now, who sees it as its child? Look at Rashi. Look back in the Gemara. V'im nafshach lomar, right? If you, in other words, if you want to knock me out, the chitayim, it says, oto, zachar mashma. If you want to say that oto means zachar, no. Harei omer beno. Who's the beno? Mishe beno karuch acharav. That cuddles up to it, right? Runs up. Look at Rashi. Yeshe karuch v'davuk tamid lechachrav. Who's the one that's always running after it? V'derech havlad liot karuch achar ha'aim, after the mother. Yatza zachar she'ein bo karuch acharav. Right? In other words, it's not the mother, the father. It's only the mother. That's a good place to